Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Yud Gimel of Masechtas Beya. From the topics we learned about today include a continuation of the discussion regarding separating Truma and Yom Tov, a general discussion of Meruach Kri and Digun, and a clarification of at what point does produce become Chayiv in Trumas and Maisers. A discussion about Trumas Maiser and special halachas related to a case where a Levi who claims his Maiser before Truma was separated. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about today include Trumas Maiser. After a crop is harvested, Truma is separated from the produce and given to the Kohen. Afterwards, 1/10 of the remaining produce is designated Maiser Rishon and given to a Levi. The Levi in turn separates 1/10 of his Maiser Rishon, which is Trumas Maiser, and gives it to a Kohen. The produce is considered Tevel and is forbidden to be eaten until both Trumas have been separated from the produce. Shehekdimu b'shebolim meruach kri. According to the Torah, a person is required to take Trumas and Maisers from his grain only if he harvests it in the normal fashion. This includes removing the chaff in the field and making the grain into piles called Meruach Kri and bringing the produce through the front door of the house. If all these steps are performed, the produce is considered Hukvala Maiser, and thereafter one must separate Trumas and Maisers over the crops. The Gemara will discuss the halacha of one who brings it in while still in the stalks. Digun. The pasuk in the Torah states, from here we learn out that Truma is separated from Dagon, produce that has been processed fully. Truma takes effect even if it is not physically separated from the rest of the produce. One may label a specific part of the produce or designate a portion of the produce that will be specified later through the concept of Breira. According to Taisvis, this may even be done in one's mind and not even expressed verbally. The Gemara further learns out from the pasuk "V'nechshav lechem terumaschem" that truma is separated b'machshava, which means be'aymed, which means that truma is separated by estimation and not by measuring or weighing the produce accurately. Meleches machsheves astra Torah. The Torah only prohibited actions that were considered ma'isa umnes, an action similar to what a craftsman would perform, and if they are done with intent.